J-Law B-Ball crew in the today. Jordan Lawley himself. We got TV B-Ball Tony Massaturo. How's life, guys? What's good?
Yeah, we're living. We're
summer came quick, right?
Summer came, and we're in the middle of it right now. It's the crazy part. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Kind of just jumping right into it. How's it been so far?
Good. Obnoxious, but good.
Yeah.
Hectic, but good.
Yeah, we kind of just always go with the flow and find our way. Just
yeah,
always. New challenge every day, man. But we answered.
Yeah, and you just had your first pre-draft guy.
Yeah,
that was 6 weeks, right?
Exciting.
What was that like?
That was an arduous process, but it was worth everything.
Yeah,
and then some. Challenging. Learned a lot about myself, the process. Like, it was just good. Like, good to know, like, how many people out there are willing to help you and see your people succeed. So it was cool, man.
Right.
Loving in the trenches with him.
Yeah. What about you, Jay?
Bunch of people coming from all over the place, which is nice, because last year, like when we had our last podcast, 48th, you know, we were in the hard smack dab in the middle of COVID, so we didn't have really the in outside travel coming into the facility. And now we have a kid from Lebanon, we have a kid from China, two kids from China, one that is from all Michigan.
Yeah.
You know, like all over the place, they're coming in on top of our NBA clients and our pros. So it's nice to kind of get that back, you know, work back into it.
Yeah.
Definitely miss that aspect in the gym, like having all different cultures, different people. Like, it's awesome. It's unique.
Well, yeah, definitely, like, we can garner relationships. Yeah. We can learn the personalities, like, I think it's safe to say one of our favorite people in the world is Chindrajas.
And
he was with us for like 6 months.
Yeah.
And they had this kid, you know, from India who's wanted to train to become a professional. He's tried out for a professional team. And we just learned to love him. And everybody who's like a fan favorite, like everybody loved him. So it's nice we have a few of those guys right now who definitely have a personality that we kind of like gravitate towards. So.
Yeah, because with COVID, no one was able to travel here, so we were just having a lot of pros and consistent guys that were around all the time. So it's cool to have those people from other countries back.
Yeah.
Do you like the transfos or more like professional groups, or what would you prefer?
It's kind of a catch-22. Like, it's transfos are definitely more of a challenge because we have a few of them at a time, and they're all different skill levels, ages, and being able to delineate and focus on their individual paths for development can be frustrating at times. And I'm sure you guys see it on all of our faces by the end of the week.
It's most stressful for sure.
But you get it's the most return on your investment. Typically the most stressful situations are the ones that you're gonna learn and grow the most for, and they're gonna have the most benefit. And like that for me, like is everything. So I'd actually prefer having just a grip of transfos the whole year than
any pro guys. It's fun. Progress. It's like an experience.
It's different too. Yeah. Like consistent turnover, different. We love it.
I want to ask both of you guys. So if like a transfo, for example, when they come in the gym and they're at a lower skill level, where do you pick and choose how you're going to grow their game? Like, where do you start?
Start with an asset line. I think that's why we do like the tangible metric drills, where we have like 7-minute finishing drill, 4-minute 3-point shooting drill, 70-second sprint, 90-second ball handling drill, 6.5-minute skill, like mid-range. Mm-hmm. We kind of get an idea of where they are on that, like their asset line. So that way, if anything falls below it, we know exactly where to focus on. Like Taylor, for instance, we have this girl who's in the gym with us right now who can't handle the basketball like at all. And struggles with shooting. So that's like our immediate focus. So when we do our transformation sessions, like we take her off to the side and focus on getting her up to at least that asset line, to where she can now work into those transformation workouts with the others. So it is different approach for each one, but I think the assessment day where we do all the tangible metric drills definitely gives us an idea of direction.
Definitely.
And when Max says transfo, it's for transformation clients.
I don't know if I said transfo. I think you said transfo.
You said transfo.
People in the gym are always like, what's this transfo? I'm like, piece it together.
Young transfo.
I like it though.
Transfo.
I think it's a unique challenge though too. And like Jay, you can speak on this more because you deal with them predominantly. But it's like, you know, you've worked your way up to working with professional clientele, especially this time of year. But I think the beauty in it and why we started doing it was working with the little Timmies of the world. And it's like that, if you can't work with them, you can't teach.
Yeah.
And so like, it's honestly, people ask this question like all the time. It's kind of easier to work with professional athletes because they speak your lingo.
Yeah.
You can tell them like, hey, I need you in this spot, do this. And they're just like, got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're looking for one percenters. But transfers know, they don't even know like pivot footwork, jab stuff. And it's like, oh wow, we got to get it to its most specific skill. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
They need it the most. And I think that's what makes it most enjoyable.
Have you all been watching the playoffs?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I
don't watch basketball. Like I don't. I get enough of it on the court. So I don't watch a lot.
I try and explain to people, like, when they ask me about this dude right here, like, oh, how's, and I'm like, dude, this dude's like a freak. He will pull up his Instagram, watch something like live, and then watch it a second time, be like, oh, I just knew everything that that player did in that game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I gotta sit here and watch 3 hours of game film to get the same. Some people learn differently, man.
Yeah.
So he doesn't watch basketball at all.
No.
He's watching golf, for sure.
I really am, yes. Now, hats off to you. But I've actually been watching a ton of Phoenix for the past, like, three rounds.
They're enjoyable.
I've watched about two games each round. And I've been so impressed with, like, how...
They're moving the ball, man.
Everybody's doing something. Everyone is doing. DeAndre Ayton found his role. Like, he is just protecting the rim, doing shallow rolls. Everybody's finding him in the right spots. He's getting offensive rebounds. Jay Crowder's knocking down shots.
Look at McCall
and
last night, man.
Pesk.
And look at McCall last night. With 25 plus, something like that.
Yes.
Cutting, defending, shooting threes. IQ.
I think, obviously, Chris Paul deserves a lot of credit, but Monty Williams too. Yeah. Monty Williams is a beast.
Yes. MVP. Definitely Monty Williams. Chris Paul, like, I was literally thinking like this. Last night, they put, like, a little Fleer deck, like, card, like, upper deck card. Like those little graphics that they do, like in half court.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan and Chris Paul. And right before that happened, Chris Paul had like three possessions where he scored, you know, two out of three times or three out of, maybe all three. And I was like, man.
Where did he score those points, Jay?
out of the, right outside the lane line.
Mid-range ain't dead.
Mid-range, fam. Let's go. And then he had one three in the corner. But it was, I started thinking, I was like, man, this kind of reminds me. And the last time I like actually watched like a basketball series was like the 96 finals. Like dead serious. I remember where I was watching that series. Gosh. But like I remember thinking to myself, like, I hate when Michael Jordan gets the basketball because he's gonna score.
Right.
And like I was watching the Suns game, like second or third quarter when him and Book went off. Mm-hmm. You see that? Friggin' name dropping just to make sure they understood exactly who that I was watching. And I remember I was thinking like, holy crap, Chris Paul's gonna score right here. He walks his man down, hits an easy mid-range bucket.
Yeah.
Or he hits a top three, or he gets to his lane line off a bigger roll. Extended screen happened, it's like, okay, CP's gonna make something happen.
Right.
And I thought like, wow, last person I thought of that, thought like that was Jordan in
the playoffs. Like time to just be like, I'm gonna go get one.
Yeah.
My team need I see that.
It's gotta be crazy for Chris Paul because his whole career he hasn't been in this situation, and now he's
literally
not over, but
he's like changing the landscape of basketball at what 36, 37 years old, like reinventing the game, and about to sign that
fat contract after this year. Oh my gosh, 16 seasons,
that's unbelievable.
And now
he was
finding his role,
where he was
his role, but
like I think I love his style of play.
Yeah.
Like I love his style of play.
Little pit bull.
He's a beast.
Yeah.
He's a beast. High IQ.
He's
Who's going to win the final? Suns? You got Suns?
Suns.
Oh, yeah.
Suns in five.
Suns in five.
No.
Suns in five.
Yes.
To six.
Nah. Bucks are going to battle at home.
They're going to battle at home. That's why they're going to get a
win.
They're going to get one win. Game four.
It's 2-2 going back to Phoenix.
No, it's not. It's not even. No.
All right. We bet coffee on that?
Yes. Black Dot Coffee. Black Dot Coffee.
Oh, sweet.
48 floor. 48 floor. Sponsored by Black Dot.
Hit me up, Black Dot.
Vietnamese coffee. Max. The Mountain Valley. Spring water.
What's coming the rest of summer? What do we have planned? Anything in your guys' plans that you're excited for? Or?
I'm super excited to be a godfather to my nephew.
Yeah.
So I got that coming in
Let's
August.
Go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Summer league's coming up. Get to watch our guys, but obviously Matt Mitchell. See where he ends up and follow that journey. So
right.
go out to Vegas, support our guys that we have in the gym, and
yeah,
just kind of show
fun.
Face, and then dip out middle of summer league. Go to a baptism, come right back. I'm excited about that. Switching it up.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
I got a little one. August 11th.
Third.
Team zone defense on
2-3.
We were playing that 2-3 zone.
Yeah, we need to know where's Parker. High activity.
Gosh, yeah. So we're really excited and scared to death.
And about to have a new house.
And about to, yeah, we're moving into a new home.
Big moves.
So there's like a lot of stuff going on, which is crazy too, because it's like right in the heart. I feel like Daniel and I never plan our pregnancies well enough.
Yeah.
Because it's always at the worst times. So brain surgery.
Spring, summer babies, right?
Yeah.
Like
May, August.
Sorry.
June.
May, June, August.
Yeah, not well planned.
You'll get it next time.
We'll get it next Snip, snap, snip, snap. I'm a little Michael Scott here. Michael Scott here coming soon.
I love it.
Yeah, we're pumped up.
What about you?
Yeah,
you guys cool. got anything on the horizon outside of the gym?
We'll see.
Beat J-Law on the...
Probably go to Vegas for summer league.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beat J-Law golf.
Easy.
You know, that's not new.
Hey, we're going this on Sunday.
Where?
AC.
Right on.
Me, you, AC.
Oh,
Jeff.
First time hearing about this. But
we talked about it yesterday. So.
Dope. Where are we going?
I don't know. That's why it's like not
Pelican.
In fruition.
AC.
AC
fine.
AC can get us like
for sure.
Pelican.
I want to go to Trump.
Trump.
Where's that?
Yes.
Going to Trump.
LA. Unbelievable.
Going to Trump.
Every hole is like a drop off into the ocean, so it's like tiered. Like there's four holes up here, then four, then four. Seventh, maybe, I don't know.
Four,
there's
four,
like
four.
Three tiers, maybe it's 5, 5, 5.
Shout out Triton Math.
Yeah, it was 18. 666, oh, devil's number. Yeah.
There's something
there. Either way, there's like, if you slice, if you're like going north, like I'm fine because I'm slicing the crap out of it. We're ending up in the hillside. But for you, Max, every time we go north, like, it's going off.
I'm in trouble.
Reserve into the water.
Lefty gang. It's tough. I gotta hit the range. Talk about like our kind of new and updated facility. What's that been like?
Man.
Kind of seeing that come into like real life, you know? Because
yeah.
It's had some huge changes recently.
Yeah.
I was talking with DJ when he's in the gym the other day about how rare of a situation we're in, and we probably don't think about it all the time just because we're in it, but. There's no other facility like ours.
Mm-mm. There's really not. I think I can speak on behalf of, like, from experience of, like, and you know this too, like, NBA facilities, collegiate facilities, those are all private.
Mm-hmm.
And, that, like, those are hard to come by. And not even, like, blue-collar programs at the college level and obviously professional programs, they have that caliber, but that's, like, privatized and only used for that select
mm-hmm.
organization. Where I don't, like you said, DJ Zachman has been all over the world teaching the game, like there's nothing in the entire country, possibly the world, that has professional athletes for all four major sports coming in and out.
Constantly.
Has turf fields, full on weight room, anti-gravity machine, hot cold tub, all that, and then let alone an NBA court, and just the vibe at the gym
mm-hmm.
is just unique. I mean.
And Mitchell and Ness.
And Mitchell.
Shout out
Mitchell
Ness. I got no Mitchell and Ness on today.
Tony does.
Shout out Mitchell and Ness.
My Nessie shorts.
My Nessie shorts. I think, yeah, it's just awesome, man. And you see, like, and you can tell, like, from all the clients that we have, they come back and they're so happy for us. And they see the change in the gym, and it's just awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. New
I
floor.
Agree.
The murals are up.
Yeah.
You got a fat J-Law face just right when you walk in.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Are we ever going to join a men's league or what?
We need to.
Yo.
Before it gets too late.
Uncle Tone's the coach.
No, Tone's playing. We need a rebounder.
I'm at the five.
Tone's playing.
I'm at the five.
Yeah, you're right.
I will post double doubles, and that will be rebounds and probably fouls.
Dude, I'm so down. I'm so down.
That'd be fun. We need to start doing more stuff out of the gym.
Yeah, like, I know.
And we always
like
say it, but like,
I know, but it was like
I'm
2.5
on the spot.
Last time,
literally,
it was 2.5 years.
Yeah,
like when we did our
rebounds, it was fun.
Oh my gosh, it was a blast. It was more than Parker was like in a.
No,
carrier.
It was when I was gone. You guys were in the
3 years.
Because like Sed was playing.
Yeah.
You guys were like.
Yeah.
Parker was literally a baby. So it had been like when he was 1 year old. So 3 years ago.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. That was a blast of a time.
It was.
And it was a good league too. Like.
Yeah. There was some.
What we should do is we should just.
Hey, we should get Ant.
Oh, big Ant? Are you kidding me? His knees?
No
Ant's
shot.
Ant's knees, no
Ant,
shot.
I'm sorry. I'm
sorry,
Ant.
Seuss, I don't want to do it to your career.
All right. Seuss, as a security guard?
No, we'll have Seuss, but he's on load management.
Load
he's got minute restrictions.
He's coaching us up.
For sure. Yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
Coaching
for
us
sure.
up.
I'll take Seuss for sure on any team on any day.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I just don't want him to hurt his knee.
Yeah, I can't have that. Speaking of outside the gym, when are we doing a little fam trip?
Ooh,
where
are we
going? Oh, man.
Where are we going?
Another kid makes it harder.
Should we go to Hawaii?
We should.
Honestly, and just I'll bring Danielle and the kids.
Never been.
Yeah, everyone bring
everyone.
Whole
fam trip.
Whole fam trip.
That'd be a freaking... You'd be what?
I said I'll bring everyone.
I'll bring anyone. Taking applications for Hawaii. 2022 Hawaii at 48 B-Ball.
Yeah, hey, hit me up.
Or do we have a place? Talk to your boy?
Yeah.
Cool. we'll get a house and...
That'd be so sick.
So you want to give a backstory, like a backlog on what we've done in the past? And
yeah, we went to New Orleans.
That was the inaugural trip,
right?
That was
the
trip.
Yeah. Went to New Orleans. That was fun. Bourbon Street. We saw a Pelicans game out there.
Yeah.
We got to see Julius.
That was fun.
That was really fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That was a lot we were going to go to New York and COVID kind of hit.
Yeah.
Want to see Julius again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay so we kind of hit like the thought process back in a couple years, a few years ago, where we wanted to do like a one time a year team event.
Yeah.
Team trip. And I think we were all invested in it. And it was,
yeah.
It was probably one of my favorite weekends.
It was
like that
fun.
Whole year was going out to New Orleans with you guys. And like, we wanted to do New York and that would have been a blast and then COVID hit. So like, I think we have to make up for the lost year,
yeah.
the lost time.
Do something big.
Do something big.
It's just so fun to be outside the gym with everyone because we help each other a lot in the gym, like through whatever it is, but then also just life, you know,
yeah.
and you get to keep learning about each other. It's
yeah.
fun. It's fun. Still.
You know what's crazy?
Huh.
Is the fact that the first time we did it, there was five of us.
Yeah.
How many people would we have come to this trip?
That's up to you, bro.
Probably a good amount.
Me, you, Tone, Wifey.
Yeah.
Max. Still taking applications. Danielle, Parker, Ari, new baby.
Yeah.
That's a half person. They don't count.
Schmeed.
We can fly private.
Schmeed's got a wife.
It might be cheaper, more conservative
honestly,
at this point.
No, there's a...
Charter?
Yeah.
You've already done. You've already done the research. They're already spending my money.
Mace, yeah. What's the PJ like?
Yeah, hey Mace, hit us up, man.
Mace. B Holmes.
Yeah.
His wife, daughter, son.
Yeah.
We're at 13. We hit up Seuss and just be like, yo,
yeah.
Seuss.
Seuss, right with.
Seuss,
yeah, we got
Jen, his daughter.
Seuss
was just partying.
Some conversations.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, stories.
And the life of the party.
Stories, the life of the party. Need that.
Seuss was literally, like, Seuss was my first guy.
Yeah, no, he's got to go.
We had trainer Anthony Seuss and Jara. Aussie, big personality, big individual, 6'8", maybe 6'9". He's a big boy.
Big boy.
But one of our favorite people in the world and an amazing trainer.
Great.
And COVID hit and we kind of like lost communication a little bit. And he's been back at the gym a lot with the Aussie national team,
yeah.
which we had. That was a great
that
experience.
Was cool.
That was awesome. And we just love having him in our lives. So. He's definitely be a part of it.
Yeah.
Just got the invite.
That's gonna be fun.
That's fun.
It's 16. Like,
it's a big crew.
Is that after summer or?
We got a baby, so like we got a lot.
Hawaii in the fall.
We may have to do Hawaii the following year.
You know what we should do though? Max and I have been talking about it. Is like once a month, do something locally outside. And it doesn't have to be big. Like, you're about to have a house. And
oh, yeah.
Start, like, a barbecue. Like,
yes.
Easy.
Oh, yes.
Barbecue, dude.
Say
anything.
Less. And yeah. That's we've never been able to.
No.
Like, our house in Ladera was so tiny, no yard.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a condo now, like, we're waiting. It's literally, I'm not joking, 825 square feet with four people. So it's like, we're trying, like, this is going to be a good
home.
Yes,
yeah.
It's going to be a good new chapter.
Yeah.
We'll have pool, you know, everything.
Pool is there.
Well, spool.
Bring
spool. It's a pool spa. J-Lock
couldn't do a full pool.
You got the beach incline?
Huh?
You got, like, the beach
infinity
incline or whatever? No, not the infinity pool. You know how, like, some pools have, like,
oh,
steps?
No, dude. No. I wanted more, like, grass for, like, kicking the ball around and catch. So spool. Put it in the corner.
I like it.
5 years down the road, where do you see each other, like yourselves, us?
I'd like to see what I said last time you asked this question.
I didn't ask.
I think we talked about 3 years.
No. I was like, what are you working towards, I think?
Maybe.
You were like, getting the hell off court.
Yeah. Online presence. 5 years.
That's great.
Are we all
together? How about this?
Years?
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Not what do you see yourself doing? Where on the map do you see yourself?
That's the question for me to answer. Probably
geographical map. You see yourself in Southern California because you're an East Coast guy.
Okay, ideally I'll be back
here
on the East Coast, but coming back here for
in
like
summers,
a few months,
summer.
Of years, yeah. So kind of doing like reverse snowbird it.
Yeah.
I'm going from warm to warm, like Florida, probably somewhere I can still do basketball, like teach basketball and whatever. But yeah, I'll definitely, it'll be hard to leave here. The more I'm here, the more I'm rooted, the more invested I am with like our clients. They're literally family to us. It's just like seeing kids that we've had since they were in like seventh, eighth grade who are now like driving.
That's
shout
another
out,
crazy part.
Shout out Scotty Belknap.
Time has gone so quick. Like,
it's crazy.
There's young kids that when I first got here, we were training and now they're taller
getting
than me,
college
than
offers,
me, driving,
like,
yeah, getting
kids,
offers,
man.
Like just moving on to the next stage.
And it's just
like,
getting
Lord.
Started. Just getting started.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I feel like I'll probably be back. I mean, you know me, I've been drawn away from family for so long, but I mean, have a family out here, but probably East Coast.
Yeah.
You guys both be in SoCal?
SoCal, Arizona.
SoCal, Arizona.
Both.
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 Probably both.
Yeah, I'm here in SoCal, baby.
For life.
Yeah. I think that works more toward what I envision for us.
Yeah, it's kind of spreading out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really want to buy property. I want to buy like facilities and land where we can build like
have more
little training facilities. Like Micah and Tyler love what they're doing with like little skill labs.
Feel free to buy me a house in Florida, bro.
I have never said I'd buy you a house.
I'll make that the skill lab.
About to go McDonald's on your butt. I'll own the land you pay
franchise.
Me for.
Yo, J-Lo, I'm going to need a fat $2 million.
Yeah, nil.
In Florida,
no,
dude,
but like that's away. Like I think that's like that's probably like that's best for us. Like,
yeah.
And I've told you guys from the beginning, like I want you to be able to spread your wings and do whatever you see fit and how you see will best suit your career and you know your path of living, and you know it's. I think that'll be best for everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the situation. Don't get me wrong. I love the situation we're in right now.
Just yeah.
It's an anomaly of a situation. I don't think we even envisioned.
Yeah.
What we would have, you know, what we have, and how it came into fruition. But you know, like I think down the road, I think that's it's best if we're all like spaced out and still, you know, still pushing, you know, our objective.
Yeah.
Sounds like someone's sick of us.
So
trying
we
to get
gotta,
us out of here.
We gotta cherish these
moments.
They fly, man.
These moments. It's not a lot of time left.
No.
If y'all are just trying to leave me,
later.
This is fresh to Max.
That's 5 years.
We're about to 48 flow our way out of here. Okay,
oh.
That's 5 years, though, fam. We got plenty. We got some time.
Yeah.
We'll be in SoCal for.
I mean,
we've
all been together for like 4 years now.
Yeah.
Almost.
Four. No, 4 years.
Literally 4 years.
On the dot, almost.
That's crazy.
Like a month.
Until some random kids.
Is that when
he
came out? Came out in August?
I think August.
That's nuts.
August. Got delayed a little bit, but.
I think everybody found out about that last time.
We're not getting into that again.
Yeah. Oh, my bad.
All right. Last question. Is there any. Well, I butchered that. Is any action greater than no action?
Ooh, that's a good one. In regards to just like
anything.
Anything.
Life, yeah.
Is any action
for sure.
Yeah.
Is any action greater than no action? No.
Yes.
No. If somebody says, like, let's think of it in a means of like a conversation. If somebody says something that upsets you and you take action right away as soon as it happens and you blurt out and say something disrespectful and then are able to digest it later.
Yeah. I get that. I'm
so
I'm
who gets the point
more,
on that one?
More like if you want to achieve something.
Okay.
Working toward. Okay, yeah.
But I'll
want to ask the question again. Snowy, you don't look like an idiot.
But it's also like, but it's also if you have like a goal in mind and you start working in the complete wrong areas and wrong direction, you're putting yourself further back.
Ooh,
or
I
you could be.
I don't know. I don't agree with that.
I think
you're still moving towards it.
Any movement,
as long as you're putting action.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of spins on this.
There is. Freaking J-Law.
Okay, I agree. I think
if someone says something mean.
Was that not a good point? I feel really good about that. It's Black Dog coffee flowing through my system right now. I feel good. I got to pee so bad, though.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, all right. Great answers.
No, I would agree with you in the like belief that any action toward a goal, which I think is a better way to ask the question.
Sure.
If you want to ask it again, then we can answer it.
Is any action towards a goal better than no action?
Yes.
Yes.
Because, okay, people get, I think the biggest roadblock for we're kind of like self-employed entrepreneurs is mind, like mental block of like, oh, what should I, so a lot of people who have been successful, they say, you just have to start doing.
It's needing everything to be in line.
It's stop thinking about like the start.
Yeah,
you just have to do. Yeah. And then you'll figure it out as you go along. Yeah. Okay.
Well, and I think too, like what people don't really understand, they think it's so individualistic, like action is individualistic, when actuality it's not. You're acting with all these other pieces in the play with competitors and everything. So if you have no action, you're staying still.
Yeah.
Other people are moving towards their goal. Maybe it's in the same lane as yours. And now you're actually going back. Like you're back in time. You're losing space. You're losing steps by not acting. So
yeah. And then when you act, all sorts of other things just come into play.
Yeah.
You know?
That's how we operate. I feel like that's just how we operate.
Just on the go.
Loose structure. Yeah.
That's the way.
Act and we'll act and things will kind of find themselves. It's like they're transphobes. Shout out transphobes.
Shout out transphobes.
Freaking love them.
Shout out Hezzy King.
Shout out Hezzy King.
Is that his name, Hezzy King?
Hezzy King.
I think I saw the change.
He changed his Instagram. Freaking love it.
I love it. Fellas, this was a good episode.
Appreciate great episode,
y'all.
Boys. Yeah.
Appreciate y'all. 48 Flow. We out, baby.
48 Flow. Yeah. Burr, burr, burr.